Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. We got time for you. If you want to join us, bring up anything you want. Share your thoughts on the economy with inflation at what appear to be record highs for the last most of 100 years, not quite, if you go by the shadow stats number that we were looking at earlier. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We're talking about what is happening as a result, of course, of inflation as prices tend to go up. Because remember, prices rising is a symptom of inflation, as you were pointing out earlier tonight, Aria. A lot of people in the media do not understand this. I don't think the media is personally lying about it. They are simply propagating misinformation that they believe to be true.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about. It's like, a year and a half-ish ago, we got raided, and the union leader guy, or WMUR, I don't remember, was some news crew was out here, and they referred to fiat currency as flat currencies. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, they don't know what fiat currency is. Of course, it's currency created by fiat, that is to
by
say,
decree.
The decree of the king, that's where that term came from. In this case, the decree of the federal government. Let's go to your phone calls, though, and we'll talk more about prices going up. But first, Bob is on the line in Tennessee listening to WGOW.
Yes, sir. I remember back in the 70s when gas was being rationed in Florida, and you could only buy 5 gallons at a time, otherwise you couldn't get gas. And if you had to go on a day that your tank didn't end on, then you had to stand in line with a 5 gallon can, and that's all the gas you could buy.
Wow.
Now, see, that's a bad idea. That sort of thing, it always causes a shortage. Always. You've got to let these gas station owners increase prices to lower people's demand. Because a lot of those people probably didn't really need 5 gallons. They just bought it because they could. And because, if I don't get it now, but if it was $15 a gallon, that gas would have been there for someone to use to take their grandmother to the emergency room or whatever.
Right. Well, the worst part about that, Carter got, he got the responsibility for it was I was living in Central Florida, and the house there that was a brand new house that was like an octagon house on 5 acres of property was only $52,000 at that time, but the interest rate was 18%. Nobody could buy the house.
Yep. Yeah, and I think last I heard rates were like 6%, and if the Fed increases the interest rates this month, they're going to go up, and I don't know how much high. I don't know what, a raise in the basis points equals to a raise in, the end consumer rates. I don't know how that all shakes out.
Yeah.
According to the Wikipedia here, Bob, the 1973 oil crisis began in October when members of OPEC, the Organization of Arab Petrol Exporting Countries led by Saudi Arabia, proclaimed an oil embargo. It was targeted at nations that had supported Israel during the Yom Kippur War, which were Canada, Japan, the Netherlands, the UK, and the United States. So because the United States got involved in other people's conflicts around the world, people in the U.S. had to suffer because they couldn't get gasoline.
Yeah, instead it wasn't a lot of fun either.
I bet it wasn't. How long were some of those lines you waited in?
Well, it was, but some of them were about, they were blocks, and you had to, this was in Miami, Florida, so you had to stand in line with the cars, in the line with the cars, in burning hot sunshine for hours to get 5 gallons of gas.
And burning gas at the same time, right?
Right.
You said this happened in 1973?
That's when it began.
73 or 74.
And yet it took the United States more than 30 additional years for them to say, hey, we shouldn't let ourselves get in this position again where, these OPEC nations can just arbitrarily decide they're not going to sell us gas that we need anymore.
We were walking right back into the same thing that Jimmy Carter walked into during that time frame, and that's why Carter got blamed for it, and that's why Biden's getting blamed for it now. I need to ask you a question about Bitcoin, if I can.
Sure, go ahead, Bob.
I was listening to a program the other night, and they said that this basketball player got his salary paid in Bitcoin. And when he, by the time he got through paying all the penalties and taxes and stuff like that, he got like $34,000. Have you heard anything like that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. So
I've heard of several athletes, like Tom Brady. He's a huge Bitcoin advocate. I mean, his social media profile still had the laser eyes that, you know, people did for Bitcoin hitting $100,000 purse. I mean, he receives part of his salary in Bitcoin. There were a few other football players as well. I don't know about basketball players, but what you're referring to sounds like a sort of capital gains tax where they flip it back into USD and they have to pay based on, you know, some amount of percentage that they earned off of or whatever. But that only applies if they sell the Bitcoin for USD. And it sounds like this particular athlete may have done that.
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. See, I don't understand all this stuff. I just try to figure out how in the world could something like that happen to somebody.
Well, let me recommend go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page and take a few minutes to watch some of the introductory videos that they have there. I think the first one's 3 minutes long and give you some basic info about cryptocurrency and why it makes, you know, an impact on the world and what it makes it so different from the government money that we have. But if I had to speculate on this, and I did find a headline here about a gentleman named Cade Cunningham, who apparently plays with the Detroit Pistons. The story came from August of last year. He said he's going to be paid in Bitcoin. And
nice.
And so this may be the person you're talking about. It could very well be that they figured out how much this dude got paid, you know, as far as what he was being paid, his salary, and they figured, well, okay, between now and then he got this much, and so he would have gotten this amount of Bitcoin. And there has been a crash in the price of Bitcoin since late 2021, and so it's down from around $68,000 per coin to about $20,000 right now per coin. So I mean, we're talking about it's worth a third, less than a third of what it was worth just, you know, a year ago or half a year ago or whatever.
And $100,000 is seems kind of low for an NBA player, but if he's only taking part of his salary in Bitcoin, like 10% or something like that, those numbers could very well make sense.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know about the situation, Bob, but what I would say is if you are accepting pay or a portion of your pay in Bitcoin, if that's something you choose to do, the best thing that you can do is just hold on for the ride, because you don't lose until you sell. As far as if you're getting into Bitcoin for the money, for the investment purposes, which in my opinion is the wrong reason to get into it, it's a fine reason or whatever for most people, but for us it's all about the better form of transaction without having a middleman. To me, that's the real benefit, is you cut out the middleman, you cut out the banks, you cut out the governments from the picture of money, from that product, if you will, and that means it's a better experience in general. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to send somebody anywhere in the world, whether it be somebody down the street or somebody in China or Japan or wherever. You can send a payment to them, and you don't have to go into the bank. You have to show ID. You don't have to beg for permission. You don't get it denied. It goes through, and it's done in a matter of moments. So that's the benefit.
And if you're interested in getting into this, you don't have to be an NBA basketball player going to your team manager or your coach or whatever, be like, hey, I demand a portion of my pay. You don't even have to tell your employer you're doing this. Go to Wage to Pay. I think that's the number two. I don't know, because I only learned about this after I was prohibited from using cryptocurrency.
Is that where they take a direct deposit and they turn it into
Bitcoin? They give you direct deposit information just like any other checking account. It's got your account number, your routing number, all of that. You give that to your employer, and you know, most of them allow you to have, you know, 3 to 5 different direct deposits, some of them going into a savings account, some of them into a checking account. Well, you can just make one of your accounts, and it can automatically send like 1%, 2%, 50%, whatever percentage you feel comfortable with, and it can automatically turn that into cryptocurrency that gets deposited directly into your wallet for you. So you don't have to ask your employer to pay you in Bitcoin. You can make sure that you get paid in Bitcoin all by yourself.
And the point you made, Aria,
all by yourself.
Yep, and the point you made about being comfortable is important. You always want to put in whatever you can afford to lose. So don't take, you know, if you can't afford to lose your whole salary, don't take your whole salary in Bitcoin, because
that's a terrible idea.
The price can be a little crazy sometimes, and for most people that's hard to handle. But if you put in just something that you can afford to lose, maybe 20 or 50 bucks a week or whatever you can afford, you know, if you would have spent it on alcohol or eating at a fine dining restaurant or something, you put that into Bitcoin, just hold on to it and watch what happens over time. It's tended to go up over the last 14 years. years that it's existed. It's quote unquote down right now, but it's only down to 2020 levels. If this were 2020, we would all be cheering about the record highs. Thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Definitely appreciate the thoughts there from Tennessee. There's more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, of course. That's what we do. It's 603-283-6160. And as I mentioned before, Bitcoin.com is where you can go. If you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, just take the time and click Get Started. It can seem from the outside like this unattainable goal. Like, it's way too confusing. It's all full of new concepts. And there are new concepts, but it's not particularly complicated from a, you know, wide perspective. If you want to get into the guts of it, it's going to get complicated, like how the programming sure. works and all the math or whatever, the engineering. I don't know how all that stuff works. And
You don't need to know.
I don't need to know, right. All I need to know is the basics. What is decentralization when it comes to transferring value? What happens when you cut out the banks and the governments from the picture of money? Those are some of the basic concepts that you can get down. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you can go as deep into the topic as you want to, as you feel comfortable with. And it's a fascinating study. It's a fascinating world, and one that you really ought to spend some time on if you care about freedom.
When we say learn about Bitcoin, we don't mean that you need to learn how all the technology functions and all of that stuff. We just mean, you know how to use your debit card. You know how to keep your debit card safe, how to use it to withdraw cash or whatever. That's what we mean when we say learn about Bitcoin. And we mean the Bitcoin equivalence of learning how to swipe your debit card.
Yeah, how to use it as far as commerce is concerned. Because that's what it was designed for. The Bitcoin white paper talks about peer-to-peer electronic cash. And that's what it was supposed to be. Now, there's a whole long conversation about the original Bitcoin versus Bitcoin Cash. And they do cover some of that over at Bitcoin.com. So you can take your time and check that out. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Thomas is on the line, listening online to LRN.FM in Indiana. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Welcome. You're on the
air. I heard you guys talking earlier about the inflation back in the early 80s and the fuel crisis in the mid-70s. One thing is the fuel crisis in the mid-70s had started where OPEC had formed and they clamped down and gas had hovered around anywhere from 15 cents to 25 cents for decades, I believe, before that. And it had shot up, you know, to around 50, 60 cents. And that was, you know, unbearable at the time. And, and then at the same time, Richard Nixon had put a price freeze on fuel and some other items, and so it really just led to a perfect disaster.
Wow.
Yeah, it took a lot of years to get out of it. I'd seen fuel raise and drop several times since then. I'd seen it as low as 60 cents a gallon as late as 1998. But
well, again, a price ceiling is always going to be a bad idea, but what caused the need or the desire for Nixon to put in that price ceiling in the first place was the U.S. involvement or support for Israel in the Yom Kippur War.
That's what it says here, and of course,
that sounds believable.
Totally, and that's what that was what the founding fathers warned people against, was getting involved in foreign entanglements, and yet ever since, you know, World War One, the U.S. has just been picking sides and taking sides, and there's a price to pay, not just the human lives.
Wars of alliances.
Yep, not just the people that die in those wars. That's the obvious price that gets paid.
Yeah.
But the fact that, according to the story here at the Wikipedia article, by the end of the embargo by OPEC, again, it started in 1973, it ended several months later. It looks like it started in October of 73, it ended in March of 74. The price of oil had risen nearly 300%, going from $3 a barrel to nearly $12 per barrel. And as you pointed out, Thomas, that meant on the streets, going from 12 to 15 cents a gallon to four times that amount, or three or four times that amount. And so it really hurt people. Anything else you want to share?
Another thing to remember during the early 80s about with extremely high inflation, another thing that was going on was astronomical interest rates at the same time. And that had the U.S. in a bind. And I guess it was the recession put in under Paul Volcker, who was the Fed chairman under Reagan. I guess Carter may have appointed him, but he somehow... made some recession that supposedly, you know, lots of people lost their life savings, but supposedly that put the damper on inflation for
right. Weren't there stockbrokers killing themselves, jumping out of windows and stuff back then?
Yeah, I did hear about some of that. Yeah.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Great Depression sort of thing.
Just not as many of them in the 80s, but yeah, there were a few of them.
Thanks, Thomas, for the call tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the info from back in the day. Definitely appreciate it. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
It certainly seems to be that way. And, I mean, they just changed the equations a bit to make it seem like, oh, it's not actually as bad as it was back then, but the numbers are lying because the equations are lying.
Right. Now it's Russia and Ukraine instead of Israel and whoever the else was in the Yom Kippur War, I guess Saudi Arabia. So just the stage changes, the performers change. Now it's Biden and Trump instead of Nixon, who was a Republican.
I really hate those yeah. Biden did that stickers that people are putting on gas pumps mm-hmm. because that's such a childish view of the world to think that yeah. Biden, who's been in office for a little over a year at this point,
right.
has actually meaningfully affected the value of gas prices. You might as well blame Sylvester Stallone for the gas prices as you.
Well, it's always been a childish view that that one man is the responsible party for everything that the federal government does, as though, you know, the president has any. I'm not excusing the terrible things they do. They do, and they do yeah. have some effect.
Yeah, but there's this massive bureaucratic right. web behind them that's responsible for that nonsense.
Yeah, they don't know what the regulations are. They don't know what the bureaucrats are doing. They have no idea. They're just chilling in the White House. Biden's, like, trying to put his diaper on or whatever.
Trying to talk to the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, trying not to fall off his bicycle. So back to the story here, a little bit more from this was New York Times, as featured at dnyuz.com, about Unilever, the big corporation that makes all kinds of products you probably don't even know. Passing higher prices on to shoppers has led some to buy less or trade down to cheaper store brands, Unilever's results suggest, a trend also seen in Walmart's financial reports. To keep its higher-priced brands in consumers' minds, Unilever said that it added €200 million to its marketing budget in the first half of the year, another factor that put a dent into its profits. Quote,
that's surprising. I'm amazed based on their product lineup that they have to do any marketing at all.
They got to keep people with them. They got to keep people from switching to the generics.
Well, they are the generics, like Suave.
No, they're advertisements.
Suave shampoo is as generic as they come.
They have advertisement. They have marketing. They have to keep you with Suave. I mean, they keep people with Suave because the price is low. But if there's a store brand that's a dollar cheaper, people who didn't buy that before, who are squeezed on price now, are going to try the store brand.
See, I just, in my mind, Suave shampoo has always been the store brand.
It's not. It's a private company that manufactures.
I mean, I get that, like, Great Value or whatever, or Equation, whatever,
store brand.
Is the store brand. But, you know,
and in many cases,
Suave shampoo isn't, like, top-shelf designer shampoo.
It's not. VO5 isn't either, which is another one that Unilever owns. So, but the fact is, even low-priced brands are feeling pressure from people leaving their product. I mean, it tends to be that customers are loyal, right? Like, if you like a certain brand, you stick with it. But if you can't pay your bills, then all of a sudden you're looking at the Great Value. You're looking at the generic brand that has no logos or whatever, because they have zero advertising budget. They don't have a brand. They're just there on the lower shelf. They're basically the same stuff made by the same company, but with a different label on it. And a lot of people are going to look at that now.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is back in the nation's capital for the first time since leaving office.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and it's wonderful to see so many friends and very, very familiar faces. It's a great honor to be with you.
He's speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed another group in Washington, D.C. earlier on Tuesday, addressing his relationship with Trump.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $830 million. USA Radio News. The members of the NATO alliance still have to vote on whether to admit Sweden and Finland to the alliance. The two companies chose to apply for membership after Russia invaded Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, calls on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to set up a vote to approve the two countries' membership.
The most important thing to do before we leave is admitting Sweden and Finland to NATO. That's time-sensitive. It must actually happen.
The CEO of Raising Cane's restaurant bought 50,000 lottery tickets for employees. He says they will split the money if someone wins. Appearing on Fox News, COO A.J. Kumaran says they want to help workers out who are struggling with inflation.
We've been around for 25 years now. We've always believed in staying together as a family, taking care of each other, everything, right?
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about the economy and the terrible situation with inflation. It is getting worse, and prices have to go up because that's what happens when they inflate the money supply. Corporations are dealing with it as best they can. Unfortunately, they've been shrinking down product sizes, and at some point that's got to end because the inflation ain't giving up, and you can only shrink the product so far. So they're starting to raise prices, and that's what is being covered here partially by this New York Times story, looking at Unilever, Walmart, and some other big corporations, seeing that their costs are dramatically going up. Apparently, Unilever's costs rose by 4.6 billion euros. And that is more than three times its costs last year. So tremendous increase in prices are coming. They're keeping it as low as they can. They're actually, in some cases, losing profit because they don't want to hit their customers all at once with these big increases. And
well, they can't lose money forever.
No, they're not losing money. They're lowering their profits.
Okay. Yeah, I misunderstood.
Yeah. The challenges...
They can do that probably a fair bit.
According to Alan Jope, Unilever's chief executive, in a statement, he said, quote, "The challenges of inflation persist, and the global macroeconomic outlook is uncertain."
So he's not wrong.
Yeah, and he's not just talking about the U.S. Global macroeconomic outlook. A sign that premium brands can in some cases retain customers despite higher prices came from Unilever's ice cream division. And they got a lot of ice cream brands. We were looking at the Wikipedia earlier off the air just to see all the different brands that they have, like Klondike, Dove, Breyers, I think was...
That makes ice cream. They make pretty good chocolate. Or they make fit. They make acceptable chocolate.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to call it pretty good. I wouldn't put my name next to the word Dove as pretty good chocolate, but it's acceptable.
Unilever's ice cream division was one of the few categories to record volume growth. Separately, in a similar vein, another Chocolatier said Tuesday reported better than expected sales and profit growth for the second quarter, pushing its stock up more than 4%. So why are people buying more ice cream?
Because they're depressed, because their lives suck.
That's exactly right. That's my guess.
The government locked them in their houses for the last year and a half to 2 years, and they, you know, attended dance parties online with their cats or whatever, and then they go, they finish doing that, and they have a glass of wine. They go, oh, my God, this is the worst day of my life, and they...
Just down a whole pint.
Yeah.
Right there.
What else are they going to do?
Walmart stock was, well, it could exercise.
They're also not even getting laid. So, well, yeah, exercise would have been better.
Walmart stock was down 9% in pre-market trading. The retail giant's warning it would need to continue marking down inventory that wasn't selling because many shoppers are shifting to cheaper, lower-margin products. So it's like we were talking about earlier. A lot of customers are leaving their brand loyalty behind, and they're saying, all right, I'm willing to try the store brand, see how it is. Might suck, but it might be okay. A lot of times...
Well, in general, they're just fine.
A lot of them are fine. That's true. Sometimes they suck.
I mean, Sam's Cola? No, it's no Coca-Cola and no Pepsi.
If you want to cut your costs, you shouldn't be drinking sodas.
That's also a fair point,
you should quit drinking sodas. You'll lose some weight, and you will have a little bit more money at the end of the month. Last month, Target also warned that its profits would be lower because of inventory markdowns. So you've got these big retailers who are, it's bad news for their, you know, their stockholders because the company's not making as much profit. But in order to move product, they feel like they've got to cut prices off the shelf in order to get people to consider buying things that are just sitting there gathering dust. You know, a bunch of laundry detergent that just sits there isn't any good to the store. So they would rather go ahead and start, you know, low prices. What do they call it? Roll back the prices and hope that somebody will actually make a purchase and move that inventory. So that's what's happening out there. So that's good for customers, but of course none of this is good in the overall sense because, well, we're getting slammed with higher prices everywhere. The Federal Reserve is expected to act aggressively this week, so what we were talking about before, to rein in, quote-unquote, rising prices. They ain't gonna do that.
No, of course not.
With another large
rate
increase.
It'll make them slightly less bad.
A move that risks tipping the economy into recession. Now, this is the other thing I was mentioning.
I can't wait. You Fed, you do your whole stupid thing. I've basically got a trial against you idiots coming up in, you know, 4 months.
Yeah.
Just keep wrecking the economy, man.
Make it worse. Make it so every one of those jurors is feeling the pinch.
Yeah.
From brought on by the government.
Bravo. Golf clap for the government all around for just having absolutely no self-awareness or sense of self-preservation.
So this idea of recession is something that's been getting shares on social media recently that I've seen. The White House press secretary I was mentioning to you earlier that never answers a question straight has been asked by the media some good questions, actually, about what's the definition of a recession, and she won't answer the question.
Oh, was it? Oh, I sort of saw this one in some news article recently. Yeah. Where they're like, well, we don't technically meet the qualifications of a recession because of this obscure reason or whatever.
Well, according to what they used to say prior to this current situation, what they used to say it was two consecutive quarters where GDP was the growth of the economy was negative. So as long as there's two negative quarters in a row, they consider that, or they did, consider that a recession. And that has actually been brought up to these spokespeople for the government. And they just play it off like, oh, no, that's not what, moving on. They just don't want to talk about it.
I don't know in what crazy ways they define recession, but the United States and the world in general is absolutely in a recession where you cannot shut down economies for months at a time, disrupt supply chains, inflate the currency, and then have a war between Russia and Ukraine without also getting a recession in that process. A recession going on, and it's not going away. Never mind the truckers who couldn't cross into the United States to deliver the stuff in the first place. Yeah, there's a recession, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And it was all created by government policy.
Every bit of it, yeah.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been hearing that out of the Ukrainian soldiers, there's people that are giving out their locations to the Russians to bomb where the soldiers are. So
you're saying the Ukrainian soldiers have turncoats who are working for the Russians?
Well, I've been hearing that a couple of times, even from President Zelensky. There's a couple of them that are pretending to be, they are soldiers in Ukraine, but they're actually working for the Russians, right?
So, Sarah, whose side are you on in this conflict?
Well, isn't it obvious that
Russians? Okay, you are for the Russians?
It's very obvious.
I mean, most of the leftists that I know are hardcore for Ukraine.
Well, that is true. She's different in that way.
Okay, so why are they out? Ukrainians are fighting for capitalism. The Russians are fighting for communism. Or socialism.
Oh, that's right. Sarah believes that the Russians are still secretly communists.
That's right. The USSR is reforming.
They're still alive.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay, Sarah, I don't believe you really believe that, but,
Why wouldn't you believe? What, you think she's putting us
because
on?
You think
Sarah's a character? You don't think she's real?
I do, until she says stuff like, well, isn't it obvious? I'm obviously for Russia, because they're the communists. At which point it's like, okay, it's a very elaborate troll, and kudos to you.
I think she's real. I don't think Sarah's a troll.
Well, look, they just threw out Starbucks and McDonald's, okay? So they're capitalist.
No, they didn't throw out McDonald's. McDonald's chose to leave. McDonald's said, we want to signal to our buyers in the rest of the world that we don't like what the Russian government's doing, so we're going to punish the Russian people, who, of course, have no say in what Putin is actually doing. We're going to punish the people of Russia by closing 800 stores and then just leaving.
Oh, is that how many there? Now it's a state-owned restaurant, from what I was told. It's government-subsidized restaurant.
Really?
I think from what I'm hearing, you know.
The people's McChicken. So what? Even if they did socialize the McDonald's. I mean, this is the socialist victory here. Is the socialized McNuggets?
I'm very convinced that Russia is communist. That is China, and they're all for the fact.
But she won't move there. Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. I'm going to question her claim about McDonald's, the new McDonald's in Russia being state-owned. We'll see what we can.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Yeah. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here and bring up anything in the remaining moments. 603-283-6160. Wasn't expecting to talk about the new Russian McDonald's. It's not called McDonald's, but...
Thank you, Sarah.
But I was curious. She does bring up some topics.
She's usually wrong about them, but yes. She does bring them up, and they're sometimes worth talking about.
And I'm pretty sure she's wrong about the claim that it is somehow a state-owned thing. She really wants to believe that Russia is this communist, secret communist place.
I would be shocked if it doesn't belong to the same people they belonged to before, only they lost their right to franchise it as a McDonald's or whatever, and now they're calling it, you know... McPutin or some nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, I think you pretty much have summed it up based on what I've seen here in the last 5 minutes I've been researching this, which is that, of course, for listeners that don't know, McDonald's made a big stink about closing their stores in Russia because, well, the Russian president invaded Ukraine, and so there was this whole big corporate...
That's amazing, right? I've never seen a corporation... Like, they cut off their noses despite their... They closed 800 stores. That's a huge market. And they were just like, yep, we're going to pull out of that entirely and not do business anymore. Pepsi did the same. Visa did the same. A lot of these companies did the same. And it's like, that runs counter to every free market principle I've ever heard of in my life, that these companies exist. These evil corporations that we're told about, they exist just to make profit. Well, that clearly cannot be true.
They're clearly in existence to, I guess, fillet the American government, basically,
that's what I would expect from corporatism, right?
Yeah,
where they will do whatever the U.S. government wants them to do because they're part of the same corporate entity.
Right. This government, our mommy government over here in the United States, is our favorite government, and so we want to show our solidarity with them, and we're literally to drop how many billions of dollars off of our corporate revenue sheet or whatever.
I mean, it could have been small amounts, right? Mm-hmm. McDonald's is huge.
So, according to this, by the way, McDonald's has a big history in Russia. If you remember, it was at the time of the end of the Soviet Union when you know, it sucks in communism. You're dealing with breadlines and stuff like that, right? Like, it's terrible.
If there's even food to get.
Right. It's terrible. And now all of a sudden, you can have a McDonald's.
Yeah, that's the tragic thing, right? Like, the McDonald's opening there in the first person, those were huge deals.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Like, I can even remember that. I was a kid, you know, at the time when that happened. But I remember that the sort of the monumentousness of that occasion, that was, like, such a big deal. The story was that people that went in there couldn't even fathom, right? They didn't even know what it was like to order a thing from a service-based restaurant like that. That didn't exist. They could not, like, seeing items on a menu with numbers next to them.
That was in stock.
Yeah. It just was absolutely unfathomable by the people that went there. But obviously, over the years, they got used to it. And then McDonald's was successful, and it expanded to hundreds of restaurants. And then all of a sudden, because of one little conflict somewhere in the world, they closed their entire business down, ultimately selling it off, according to the Wikipedia article about what is now called, I'm sure I'm going to butcher this, Vuxno Itochka. Which apparently translates roughly to tasty, and that's it. That is the name.
Well, they're lying. I don't know. McDonald's, I guess, it is tasty. It is good. It's not gourmet food, but it's what you would expect.
And apparently it is, like, somebody related to the old franchisee of the McDonald's there that had the rights to McDonald's.
He probably doesn't want to have his name on it in case this all blows over.
His name is Alexander Govor. Apparently, they have sold their stores to him. So maybe he's involved with this other syndicate or whatever. I don't know. But they had a bunch of discussions over what the new name should be, and they released a new logo. And some people say the new logo looks a lot like a letter M. And
weird.
Yeah. Well, it's not weird. It's like, you know.
No, no, it's our sarcastic weird.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so they are using...
I'm surprised they even bothered. Just turn it sideways or whatever.
According to... the general director of the chain, at the initial stage of opening, restaurants will not carry every menu item that they had originally planned due to supply chain issues. According to their quality manager, the dishes contain the same ingredients and are made with the same equipment as when McDonald's operated the restaurants but are served with different packaging. They obviously do not use the same brand names, so they've changed the names of the items on the menu. But
why even bother? It's not like McDonald's can sue them in Russian courts or whatever. And even if they do, the Russian courts are like, hey, get out. Imperialist pig dog, or whatever they would call them.
Yep, so now they're calling it, instead of the quarter pounder with cheese, it's now the grand burger. And instead of the Filet-O-Fish, it's now the fish burger. Instead of the McChicken, it is the chicken burger. And instead of the Seriously Chicken, it is the chicken premier.
What is the Seriously Chicken? This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
Okay. No clue. Instead of the McWrap, it's the Caesar roll, and so on. So that's it.
The only thing I've heard about Walmart in recent, not Walmart, McDonald's in recent years was that when they attempted these, quote, menu hacks, and I hate saying that. I hate how everyone refers to everything as hacks, but you could order like the...
You're talking about the secret menu items?
Yeah, the lead, air, and sea. They actually added these things to DoorDash, and I was never brave enough to try one because, but temporarily, no one liked them. They all hated them. Like, you would order the land, air, and sea burger, which is a burger... Or land, air, and sea burger. It's a burger patty with a McChicken and a Filet-O-Fish. Right? Yeah, absolutely disgusting.
And there's a reason it's not on the menu.
Right. But they wouldn't even do that. When you order the land, air, and sea burger, they would just sell you a Filet-O-Fish, a McChicken, and a quarter pounder.
Separately, you'd have to put it together?
You'd have to put it together yourself. And you'd have like two entire leftover pieces of buns or whatever that you didn't even need. So it was really, really
that's no
like...
secret.
And that's if you're courageous enough to eat fish, chicken, burger in the first... I don't even want to eat turducken. And what I've heard is that's actually pretty good.
We'll go to the phones here. Unscreen caller, you're on in the remaining moments here of Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Ron.
Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, is it Ariella?
Aria, yeah.
The lady's name? Aria? Okay. Do you refer to yourself as a lady or a guy? Or what's your prefix, I guess, is the best way to say it?
I generally don't refer to myself in the third person.
Well, yeah, but what do you write when you, him or her or what?
Well, that would be referring to myself in the third person, right? Do you regularly call yourself he or him or she or her?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, see, because I don't.
I don't.
Because if I went back to my house or whatever, I would be like, I took her home. I'd be like, I went home. because I speak in first-person perspective.
Okay. Well, we're getting into semantics, and that's not my point.
What is your point?
You talked about Biden earlier, people accusing Biden of being responsible for our fuel prices and that sort of thing. But if you remember, if you go back to when he was campaigning, he was going to wage a war on fossil fuels. And now, you know, he's got that war going on, and we're paying the price of it.
You know, it was Congress that passed all of the big bailouts, right? The trillions of dollars during both Trump and Biden.
Yeah, they did.
Right. Biden signed it, and so did Trump.
On the subject of Biden's campaign promises, I have no idea what the hell that dude promised while he was running. I paid zero attention to anything except his buffoonery and gaffes.
Well, here's the thing is, yeah, aside from the buffoonery, you know, he's cut down on our oil production in this country. We were exporting oil and oil products based on the oil we were pumping out of this country.
I don't even have an oil company.
Which is crazy, right? Like exporting oil when you can use it right here, it's a crazy thing to do, isn't it?
Well, if you can make money off of it. But that the point is we had enough oil in excess that we're sending it overseas.
But that's not
Who's we, though?
That's not true. They were also importing oil from overseas. Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, we're not the Soviet Union. You don't have any oil. Some American company may have had some oil, but you didn't have anything. There is no we here. There's no the people's oil.
Well, we the people, the government.
That's straight up communism, man.
You're not the government, are you?
I'm part of the government.
Oh, really? You work for that?
Part of the government. Are we not?
What agency do you work for?
I did at one time.
Oh, see, I'm a private citizen. An individual.
Yeah. I'm not even a citizen. There's no such thing as a citizen.
I wish I hadn't used that word.
Citizen's a lie.
Do you pay taxes?
What I do under duress is irrelevant.
Yeah, do you know what a citizen is, sir?
Yeah,
can you define
you
it?
Pay taxes. I mean,
can you define citizen?
Taxes.
Well, they'll shoot me if I don't. But what's the definition of citizen?
You belong to a country?
Oh, so I'm their property?
It. No,
that's even worse than the real definition. Is I'm the government's property.
I'm sorry to tell you, and I wish we had more time to talk. Unfortunately, you called right at the end of the show. So if you want to talk further about this, call us tomorrow night. But the definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Go ahead, look it up. Don't take my word for it. And that's true in law dictionaries, and it's true in just a normal dictionary. That's what a citizen is. And the government has said many times, the U.S. federal government, Supreme Court has said many times, they have no obligation to protect you. None whatsoever. And so if they have no obligation to you, how can you have a duty to them? Something to think about. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.